And so I'm like, I gotta, I when daps me up and is like, good shit, I'm like, I'm a god. I feel like the coolest person on earth, but I am destroying my friend.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad.
Welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry. On each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story, and we decide if they were in the right or the wrong.
Well, Sterling, as of the dropping of this episode, tomorrow is one of the spookiest days of the year.
The spookiest day of the year. I actually had this. You'll never believe this. I had a Halloween party starting at 2 p.m. And that's when you know you're in the town of Los Angeles.
Now, was this a party that had a bunch of kids at it? Because this sounds very much that.
Okay, it was all adults, but I want to say this. Actually, one baby showed up. So there was one kid.
Oh, so the party got turnt is what I'm hearing.
There were Capri Suns, so that was cool. But no, it was great. I didn't
And there was a clown in the corner. Actually, it was a children's birthday party, but...
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? I didn't think obviously about my costume for one single moment. And then I was kind of T-minus 2 hours out from the soiree.
So did you go slutty?
You know, no, but I would have
said. Sterling, this is the time of year that gives you the allowance to let him hang out.
Well, of course. Okay. I kind of was a little bit. I guess a little bit, but barely. Because here's the thing. I'm going to these parties. I know who's going to be there. And you know who's going to be there? Me? And 1,000 other couples.
And one baby.
And one baby. So it's kind of just like not giving the atmosphere to kind of do that. And it is 2 p.m., you know? So I ultimately went with Zendaya from Challengers. And I just wore a little tennis outfit. And then I taped on the two boys' heads, pictures of their heads on my shirt. So I was wearing kind of a short skirt because it is a tennis skirt. So you could deem that slutty or not.
Well, I will say, I mean... kudos to you for going to a party that's all couples and a baby. I would have backed out of that so hard.
Here's the thing. My entire life for the last minute has been me going to parties with all couples. I'm down to basically one friend. I'm down to basically one friend left that's single. So that's my life. And I'm used to it now.
I mean, the good thing is the party was in the afternoon. So that's a little bit more fine. But if it was a nighttime party and it was all couples, I would have been like, hard pass, staying at home. I'm putting
well,
on my,
here's
my
the
sleep
one time,
pants and eating a pizza.
The one time couple came through for me, actually, was that I went as Zendaya. I didn't have my guys, obviously, from Challengers. But I get there. You'll never believe this. A couple dressed as the two guys. All of a sudden, we're in a three-way couple outfit. And that was helpful. You know, that was good. I didn't even know these people, but all of a sudden our outfits made sense.
Yeah, all of a sudden you start having some cocktails, get a little flirty. Next thing you know, yeah. You're in a bedroom.
No, what happens that I've had a headache for 48 hours? Actually, you'll never believe this. Afternoon Halloween party sober. But I am in the Halloween spirit. I can't wait. This is kind of the last week before... end of the world. So it's just like, we got to lean in, eat that candy, you know? So not the end of the world, but just, you know, maybe a very anxious week.
Yeah. If anything, this is the pre-Halloween to the actual Halloween.
Exactly.
So we got two spooky days coming.
And if listeners are out there and they're saying this, what are you guys talking about? We want to remind listeners, because this is a political podcast, to remember to register and vote. And actually, I don't know if you're going to be able to register anymore. I'm going to be honest, depending on your state, but why don't you check your registration early vote? It really matters. And, make sure you're voting Dem up and down the ballot. Love you guys. And here's the thing. You guys have to remember this. Think of us. We're voting in California and New York. And there's some interesting things on the ballot. Of course. We have some props in California. Propositions, you know. Oh, there's nothing. We are not. Our votes are like, what, 1/5 of a vote somewhere else, you know? So if you happen to live in a state that kind of is really cool to vote in, make sure to do it. Because we would love to be doing that. But unfortunately... we're in New York City and California, and we're just voting for Adam Schiff, you know? And it's like, well, he's going to take it, you know? And that was our political segment. Okay, Blair, how are you feeling? Do you like to carve a pumpkin?
I mean,
would you carve a pumpkin if I was there?
If that was the plan, but I'm not like actively seeking a pumpkin to go
carve. I'm literally so sad that I haven't carved a pumpkin. And I actually think times have taken, I don't know if I'm going to have time to carve a pumpkin.
Yeah, I don't know if I share that stressful sentiment because it's just like that thing's going to, I feel like you're just paying for trash at that moment.
No, but it's like there's such childlike wonder to be like, well, what is my pumpkin going to look like this year? You know, that's so beautiful.
That's not a thing that I ever grew up with. So I'm not exactly missing that.
Really? You didn't grow up carving pumpkins? You know, we probably talked about this on our last Halloween episode, I'm sure.
The only thing I remember is that we had the Evan Walter then and now.
You guys, you know him as the Halloween expert on our show, a title that he says, well, that's random. Again, you know him as a comedian and writer and his very, very funny videos online. And of course, as the expert of Halloween on the Bad Behavior podcast, please welcome our dear friend, Evan Walter.
Right off the bat, Evan, I'm so sorry you're having to record in Sterling's messy room.
It is a little bit like you're appropriating the culture of messy people.
Oh, like, do you this think? Is like, it's most of my dressers like a really scary place right now.
Yeah, I think that that's what you do you with have, that type of dresser though. You know what I mean? If a dresser is like hip level, the top should be covered with shit.
You have this on my dresser right now. Journal, tarot card, so many, too many vases. Oh, it's a COVID-19 test kit from 2022.
That's ooh, maybe you shouldn't explain what's on there. You might make it worse for Evan.
No, million New Yorkers.
No, making him feel safe. That's actually a physical book of Sudoku that I do on planes.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's good.
Still to this day,
I guess because this dresser, like, it's so funny to hear your lens on it because it reads well to me. Oh. I'm like, it's so many books. Your shit is just covered in books and the New Yorker and a candle, and then those vases you're talking about are catching the light in a beautiful
way.
Yeah,
they are kind of catching.
It's like so funny where the bar is. Like, I feel like for a guy, it's like banana peel, like
banana
three
peel.
Unfinished power bars, like like an empty Gatorade bottle.
Oh
like
my God.
It feels like
I
that's
saw
like
a raw banana peel on a guy's dresser. I'd freak.
Well, what's so funny is I could hear Sterling like apologizing as you guys were coming into the room. She was like, and please, I'm so sorry about all the crystals. There was this friend of mine went out through a breakup, and so I collected all her residual crystals. It was like the whole explanation. I was like, Sterling, stop.
You still crawling up to your
yeah,
bed,
Blair? Yeah, crawling.
You guys
whoa,
sponsor my drink?
Are you drinking alcohol?
Yeah, it's 8 p.m. here in New York, and I'm just feeling zesty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, they're always doing that in
New York. I forgot New York's still drinking.
Yeah, we don't drink anymore out here in Los Angeles.
Just pop a crystal, swallow it.
Yeah, we're just eating.
Well, she's got enough, so
we're eating rocks.
Yeah, this will last you a month.
Yeah, it's just like, this is basically what happened. I don't know if you've ever gotten a hobby or kind of like gone through something that like friends can quickly attach that as a good gift to give you. You know, it's like, oh, you're into Frisbee, Evan.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everything you get is now Frisbee. And now everyone's like, whoa, you're such a big fan. You're like, wait, no, it's because I like went to one practice.
Yeah, yeah,
and then all of a sudden you're Mr. Frisbee. And then, anyways, that's kind of what happened. I was a girl with two crystals, and now I'm a girl with, I want to say this, over 20.
I feel like that would
and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's what you're
but gonna, now I've told people, I said, no more. No more because. Can I show you something?
Yeah,
it's actually
even
scarier.
Show me.
This is two gifts I got this current calendar year for my 30th birthday from two of my good friends.
Oh, no. I'll say while you're looking for it, you do have the sage. How often do you sage in your room?
I actually have a pretty good amount.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. I got this.
Okay.
Wow, you're really in your witch era.
I got this from my roommate.
Okay. Wait, let me describe what we're looking at. You're in harmony. Oh, 555. Are those your numbers?
No. I don't have that. I don't have numbers. Okay. And I get this from my dear friend Kelsey. Shout out. The same kind of crystal.
Oh my God.
Obstacle remover candle. This has gone too far. I go, I've now gotten almost, I just bought this the same gift.
Yeah, that is the same gift from two different.
Now, Evan, do you think she should defriend one of these people?
No,
since
I
got love the same
them,
gift?
But I, like, why I have to this... get in. I have to be known for
a
new hobby.
About a new hobby. Yeah, I think
gotta.
So too. Yeah.
I think I'm going to be like, I'm really into gorgeous tops.
Yeah, do that. Pants that fit so good. You know what I mean? Also, set a higher bar for your friends as far as gifts go, right? Like, it's like, this is like a, it's a low gift bar hobby. Like, I would have a blast picking this out. You know what I mean? But if I was one of your true friends and you were like, get me a pair of jeans that like fit.
Oh, perfect. Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
get me a pair of jeans that fit would be, I want to say this, the most impossible birthday gift, a task that's ever
but
been
that's
given.
What I'm saying. Like, your true friends would do it. You know what I mean?
But
it
how
would
they literally ever be, I can't even find a pair of jeans that fit in my own body.
I know.
That's one of the hardest.
They would need to, I guess they would need to just buy you a lot.
Just wear sweatpants.
Well, where we gotta get, like, I gotta get a friend that can, like, look at a body and just know. Like, you know, well, you, maybe you haven't had this experience, but I guess, like, at some bra stores, like, women can just be like, oh, you're a blah, blah, blah. You know?
Oh, really?
I guess.
Because that's a famous thing with bra, like, bras, right? It's like, everybody's always wearing the wrong size bra for a few years. That's, like, real, right?
I think that's real, but I feel like I used to be like this. I'm not wearing bras like that anymore. I'm not wearing like bras that are, like, really wiry anymore. Yeah.
And is that era just over? Era of the wire bra is done?
I just tried one the other day and I can't even believe I used to do it. I think it is good for some instances, but it's like, imagine you guys putting wire on your body every day.
Yeah, that sounds
imagine wire underpants for you.
Bad. Well, I mean, I was wearing padded underwear for a good amount of time.
Blair used to wear butt padded underwear to enhance his butt. How it looks in jeans. Way.
Really?
Well, see, when you're on the market, you have to make sure the goods are good, even when they're non-existent. So because I don't have a butt, I really...
Oh, you have no butt.
I have no butt. It's a blousy backside. Butt.
Really?
Yeah, no. It's not great. Huh. So Rounder Bum, not a sponsor. I bought some underwear. They have like little inserts in it that create the illusion of you having a butt. The only problem is I don't wear them like actual underwear because I want to get multiple uses out of them. So I wear them over top of regular underwear so I can wear them multiple times.
God. How much are you sweating?
I do have swamp ass a lot, but the compliments I get haven't come yet, but when they do.
Also, if you have no butt, I mean, it's probably that sweat's just coming straight through the crack, right? That's a short journey for it. There's not too much to get.
Well, Evan, welcome to the podcast.
Wait, Blair, do you still have them? Can you see them on camera?
Well, I don't have them on right now, but I'll show you the underwear.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be deep.
No, I didn't think so either. But I guess you could.
I thought you wanted to see like a medium. Like here is the backside. See, it's kind of flat.
Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah. To be honest, anyone's backside could look like that. I don't think you're wearing form-fitting shorts. Yeah, that's how a butt looks. Yeah.
So Rounder Bum is not a sponsor yet.
Yep.
So this is the front. Okay.
Okay, regular. Okay.
And then in the back, you can see.
The back looks like a butt.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't see it that.
It's got cheeks.
Let me see it again.
Wow. Now, it's like silicone?
Listeners, there's basically two huge like butt pads. It's kind of like it's like a lift up bra. What was it?
So this is the padding.
Thanks, Evan.
Yeah, I got you.
Push up bra for your butt.
Yeah. So this is the insert.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. Oh, so it's even more than it's like a butt implant.
It's a butt implant.
And it's a little BBL.
It's like almost like foam. It's very thin, but it does magic.
But
do you want me to put them on real quick?
Are you wearing it to go out, or are you... Because you had a job where you had to show up kind of early, right? You popping those on in the morning, getting on the subway
you
with
had them? A job where you had to show up early. You know is that I mean? Just regular job?
No, but I feel like, didn't you have like... I felt like you had to get up early for a job. Did you not for one of your radio jobs?
No.
Just regular.
Just regular? Ah, fuck.
And I do sit down a lot, but also... Not only is it for the look, but when you don't have a butt, you just have bone on seat. So that hurts.
Mm.
So it also gives, it's a 2-for-1.
Yeah, there's
deal.
A practical part to that.
That would be really tough for you to go biking sometime. You'd really have to figure that out.
Oh my God.
But Blair, didn't you feel like if maybe you were like trying to flirt with somebody or something like that, and aka wearing your like booty your enhancers, and then they fell in love with like your butt? Boys sometimes love butts.
Yeah.
And then you take off your pants and they're like, what the hell?
I would just never let them see me from my back naked.
But I hate to be like that. Wouldn't that be kind of difficult in gay culture?
I do feel like, gay bar is famous for touch, right? You're like allowed to touch
and
people.
Oh, it feels real.
For butts?
Yeah, it feels real.
It feels real?
I mean, it's not like people are going in for a big... You know, honk and grab. It's like,
but just like if you hook up with somebody, they're gonna see your butt. You're like always turned towards the wall.
I don't think they're gonna realize though.
Okay, here's the thing.
But you go in through for like maybe a handful, and you're like,
no, I think you're never real. This is my bet. I think you're never realizing that they're in there. And then I think if you're in a situation where the pants are coming off, they're just excited to be there. They don't care what's
under
there
anymore. That's so true.
And also too,
that's the best butt.
You have the lights off. There's probably a little alcohol. So there's not a much awareness going on. And also too, when you take them off, look how thin.
Like a magician that way.
Yeah. You can't even tell that there's stuff in there.
Magic. Okay, well, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad we got to kind of figure that out.
So use promo code Evan Halloween to get 20% off.
For this Halloween.
Oh, yeah, Evan, we can tie this in. That's kind of like a costume you wear every day.
That is like a costume you
I
wear
am a
every day.
Liar.
That's your costume as well. Now, Evan, it is so exciting to have you on the podcast today because as everyone knows, Evan is Bad Behavior's famous Halloween expert. We have you on every Halloween. Yes. And by every, we mean two, because that is how long the podcast has been.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Evan, this is now your second time on the podcast, and it's your season.
It really
is. Currently October 23rd. Yep. Halloween's fast approaching. Mm-hmm. One, how are you feeling? Two, what are the trends this Halloween?
Yep.
Also, three.
Three?
Yeah.
What are you lying about? What costume do you wear on a daily basis?
Oh my God. Oh,
wait. I'll start on that. I'll start right there.
Yeah, start right there.
I've just gone fully into just this cosplaying as blue collar thing we're all doing out in LA. Do you know about this? Oh, this like workwear trend?
No.
Oh my God. Well, like, look at this shit.
Also, so you're cosplaying. Who is this man?
I don't know. It's a race car driver's on Evan's shirt. I'm gonna be completely honest.
No, please.
No place to be vulnerable, right?
Sure.
So I'll describe it to people. I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. It's got holes in it.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of holes. It's
on purpose.
Bought it with holes. Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. It's bleached. You can bear most of the time when I wear this shirt, people are squinting. They're not really checking me out. They're squinting.
You're squinting at my chest.
Who is that?
Yeah.
I paid $35 for this.
No!
And I think it's gonna last me
I'm gonna say three more wears.
I think three washes. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I worry because it's already thinning.
It is thin.
But it's great. I mean, it's definitely like you're definitely giving an LA look.
Right.
A classic.
Right. And
not trying too hard, but you did pay $35. Like, but no one knows you paid $35 to not.
Well, why is everyone trying to cosplay as blue collar?
I think there's a lot of different arguments for why this is happening, but it's like the workwear moment, I think, is, I'm sure there's like a better fashion thing for it, but I think part of it is that we're so separated from doing any work with our hands. We like like to pretend that we are for a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like, do you remember like back when like the Palace of Versailles was like a real thing, right? Like,
sure.
We're talking about like mm-hmm. old France, they like had like a fake little peasant village in the back where like all of these like kings and nobility could go and like put on a peasant costume.
Oh,
and
then, I've never like, heard about this.
Yeah, it was like that was their Disneyland. They would like dress up and like throw some hay over their shoulder. And to me, I'm just like, we're back, baby.
You're back.
So, this is it. I've got.
So would you say it's you trying to connect with humanity?
I think it's me trying to desperately give myself some sort of edge. I think that's okay. What it is. I think that's what it is.
It's very hard to be a comedian because it's a little bit humiliating. So it's good to give yourself a little bit of edge. Because it's like one of the least, I guess you can be like edgy in comedy, but you're doing comedy, which isn't.
It's inherently not edgy.
It's inherently you're being a clown. So you've got to add some edge to maybe your regular personality.
That's what I think.
It
feels like the ship has sailed on me being able to play a musical instrument. And so.
Closest so you just want to make sure you look like as you. One.
Yeah. Well, those guys are frauds too. They're all biased.
I was just thinking yesterday I should take up a musical instrument.
Ooh, what would you play?
This is a good one. What would I play? What can you play still as an adult that's not really bad?
You can play anything as long as you put your mind to it.
Well, of course, but I already have like about 20 crystals in my home. What would be the least embarrassing thing to have next to it as my instrument?
Harp.
Yeah. I mean, it can't harp. Be a guitar. Oh, a harp would be
huge.
Cool. Yeah, massive though. You would have to give up a lot of space. I'd be
constantly bumping into
it. You could get a baby harp.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you gotta go full or nothing. Baby harp feels like a hedge.
I think,
you
know what I mean? Ultimately, it would be a piano, but I'm not going to buy a piano.
No, but I just bought
keyboard.
A piano.
You did.
I got a piano. I used to play a bunch when I was younger. And so I was like, I want something to do that isn't just like scrolling on my phone. And I was like, all right, I could just like.
It's so hard to find out what to do else but scroll on your phone.
I know.
It?
I know.
Oh, God.
But I think I cracked it. I think the piano thing helps at least a little
bit. That's good. Anyways. Okay. So Evan, we've had you on the podcast for Halloween.
Yes.
Evan, what are you thinking about Halloween 2024? It's spooky right now because spooky. It is, say with us, the election.
The election, which doesn't feel like...
scary at all. You're actually pretty confident.
He's going to get it. No. It doesn't feel real, does it? Like, I remember being like so anxious about the election.
Really?
Like,
I feel pretty anxious, but not as bad as it was 4 years ago. But I'm thinking I'm numbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're beaten down by it.
I feel that way too. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I do. Are you guys canvassing? Are you going out? Are you calling? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did you do it for Biden the first time, though? Were you calling?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's weird.
I posted on Instagram.
I was doing so much the last time, and I really should be doing more because I'm kind of, I'm crawling in at none, but I should. And we are so, and that is why, Evan, this weekend we are going to Arizona.
Yes.
Oh, yay.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Get those, reach those young voters while they're out asking for candy.
Yeah, no.
And so, will you come with us?
Will you come with us? So, yeah, get in the car.
And this is why we're here. This podcast, remember, vote. And for the right team. And up and down the ballot.
There's only one.
And there's only one. And make sure you're registered.
Yes.
And we're here in California, so our votes really matter. And they do.
They do.
So woohoo.
Woo.
But what are you feeling this Halloween?
That was Sterling canvassing right now, by the way.
Yeah, that was my
she's done.
But my mom's listening, and I'm saying to my mom, I will be doing a lap soon.
That's good. My dad's been trying to get me to do it. He flipped it on me.
My mom was canvassing just today, and I say, thank you.
Wow, good mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is kind of their burden, though. I'm kind of like, you made this mess. Undo it. You know what I mean? I'm like, go get your steps in. You're retired. You created this monster. Fix that.
Yeah.
That isn't my job.
Yeah. Okay, so Halloween.
Yes, Halloween.
What are you thinking of the trends this fall?
Trends this fall, let's think. Okay, well, what were we talking about before? We were talking about costumes. We were talking about...
The costume you wear is your...
The costume I wear is... Yeah. In a daily life. Okay. I think generally, how am I feeling about Halloween this year? I think, okay, I like Halloween.
Yeah. It's your favorite holiday.
It's my favorite. And that's why.
But it does feel like there's hesitation because you said, I like Halloween, but I feel a butt coming.
I've been having this feeling about Halloween recently where I like, if you're doing an elaborate costume, I'm like, grow up.
Yeah.
What do we do? I want to see cats. I want to see a pumpkin. I want to see basic nouns.
Yeah.
And I think to me, I don't know what happened. I've become like a man from the 1930s, but I'm like, get a job. If you're showing up as the bear, as the Jeremy Allen White, and you've done all the tattoos to scale, get a job. Get a damn job.
You're like, if you want to do Allen,
go have a kid, buy a house. You have too much time on your hands.
That's so
true. And that's the type of youthfulness that I'm revolting in. But the thing I don't get is, I'm fine with the Disney adult. So there's something.
You're fine with it.
I'm fine with the Disney adult.
Really?
I'm fine with it. I think they're persecuted. I think they're in touch with their inner child.
But don't you think too much?
Would I hang out with them? No. But do I think they're persecuted? Yes. I'm fully in defense of a Disney adult. I think everybody's always like, you need to get more in touch with your inner child. All of these people are we're so repressed. These people all they do is they pay money to go to a park and then they kind of relive their childhood and then they leave the park and they have fond memories of it and they do that a lot. There's so many worse things you could be doing. We're all just trying to be younger. I think so.
Well, yeah.
We're chasing something from our youth. I don't know.
I guess.
And to me, I'm like,
but see,
like,
I never had a butt, so this is just something I want. I'm not chasing it, so
I just feel like though I love childlike wonder. I love I love play, joy, whatever, tapping.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Now
Sterling's going as Jeremy Allen White, by the way, for Halloween.
I hate to say this, and haven't seen the show.
I want to say this to you. We got to get you a job.
Evan, I feel like we're hot.
We're hot.
We're sweating. We're warmed up.
Yep.
We are ready.
Yep. Yeah.
For our second. What is even the word? Biannual.
Biannual.
Or just our annual.
Annual.
Heaven or Hell Halloween edition.
Ooh.
You're scared.
I'm so scared.
You're scared.
I'm so scared.
Okay, Evan, we have some different scenarios today that are Halloween related, if you can believe that.
Wow.
In which you're going to decide if this is heaven, hell, or if you're kind of in different purgatory.
Ooh, okay.
And they're all surrounding Halloween. Okay, Blair, why don't you kick us off?
Your crush dressing up as a witch and casting a love spell on you.
Is it ironic?
No, because I guess they're trying to get you to fall in love with them. But it's your crush.
It's kind of sweet,
actually.
Some
interest.
Oh, man. Yeah, I get...
No, it's okay. You can hate it.
I think I would hate it. I'm like, it would give me...
But how would you know? Because you'd be under a spell.
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they're gonna cast a spell in front of you. Like, okay, but what about this?
They don't cast it in front of me?
No, I don't think.
Wait, so this scenario, just so I understand it, is what do I think about a spell that's being cast on me that I don't know about?
I'm gonna do improv with you. Okay, is this okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're 2 months into our relationship. You're about to. You're on the cusp of saying I love you.
Gotta get it.
Because you have to check it out. Okay. Okay. So, and we're in the month of December.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Great. Gosh, this has been so much fun.
I've loved everything we've done. It's been so cool. I really like you. I really, really like you.
Oh my God. I just feel like I have to tell you something. It's kind of been like eating me up.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is so embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But you know how we met on Halloween?
Oh my God. Yeah.
And you were kind of the belle of the ball. Every girl was like, oh my God.
I know. I was dressed as a turtle.
And I was like, how am I going to get this guy's attention?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was dressed as a witch that night, mm-hmm. my favorite costume. Mm-hmm.
Subject of costume, basic.
Anyways, I'm in the kitchen, I'm complaining, I'm saying, oh, I just don't know if Evan's going to give me the time of day. Uh-huh. And so my friend was like, well, why don't you cast a love spell? And I was like, oh my God, that is crazy. But then I did, and then you are in love with me.
Well, let me just get this out of the way. Yeah, I love you.
But now
and you are crazy. You're crazy. You're so crazy. I would love that.
Yeah, how would you feel about that? Like maybe like a 2 month after reveal.
That'd be really, really sweet. I love that moment in a relationship where you get to reveal all the stuff you thought on like first glance and like how nervous you were about stuff.
Yeah, that's really fun.
It just shows they're obsessed with you. It kind of makes you feel like a celebrity, if anything.
But I think if they got a book out in the moment and said, hold that thought, let me cast the spell now. Yeah, that would be crazy.
I think you'd be able to tell by my eyes. I think I would be like, ha, 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 that's so good. You know what I mean? But I think it'd be dead in there.
Well, of course. That's really scary.
Well, but if they did the spell in front of you, that means they want an open and honest communication with you.
Yeah, that's a good point, Blair.
I think would you just be like, no more spells going forward, or...
I think it would just depend how like earnest it is. You know what I mean? Like, because I think part of it would be like, do you think you need a spell? I mean, like, I think it would make me be like, oh, have I overvalued this person? Like, do you think that's the edge you need? Surely the validation I'm giving you is not enough. You also need the dark arts in order to make this stick.
You need to be just someone doing the dark arts for you. You know, it's like at least they really want you. And that's awesome.
That's real.
Okay, well, number two.
Yeah, let's go.
Going to a haunted house with friends and having to sign away your rights to sue if they harm or accidentally kill you.
This is like, you know, with actors and
stuff.
The house down the road. Okay.
This one seems pretty clear cut. That's heaven, right?
You like that.
love that. That's great.
You love to go to a really scary haunted house.
Yeah.
And it could kill you.
Yes.
Really?
Well, because in my mind, it's like, they're not going to kill me.
Okay, my friend.
But they're like,
never say never.
And got tased, and her boyfriend got shaved his beard right off. Got tased. Because that was in the wafer. They said tasing. They then shot him with rubber bullets.
Oh my God.
Bags on their head. They're doing really crazy things at haunted houses now. And they
actually can't walk anymore.
They loved it. No, that's
They were just
true.
Like at a counter protest.
No, no.
Yeah. They got confused.
Oh,
but
no.
But it was nighttime, you know.
So, yeah, but they're really getting extremely dangerous now. But you have to just sign away everything that's like...
Was this in the Midwest?
Los Angeles.
No way.
I know. I think they're really going method actors with this one. Yeah, in a mall. So,
Okay. I have a few thoughts about this. The first is that my first instinct was like, I would rather be tased than have somebody fuck with my hair. I would like, I'll recover from that.
You had like justice...
Yeah. Someone took a little chunk out of my beard. Like, no. A beard takes a long time to, I mean, for me, but pretty quick. But like, imagine if I was a beard guy, that takes a few months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's rude.
Celebrating Halloween in Los Angeles when it's 80 degrees outside.
I'm here for it, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's a, I'm here for it. Because I think there's like so many, like, okay, so the first thing is it gets a little chilly at night.
It does get chilly.
You know what I mean?
Night,
just a little chilly. But I like that everybody like who's going for like the kind of like slutty costume or like very like revealing costume. I like that they're not like also punished by the elements. I always feel bad when I see like lady
that's
dressed
really
up
considerate.
As sexy,
yeah. Even though you
dressed
hate
up
that.
A sexy nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I always you like see them with the jacket, you know, they're a little bit like, ah, I gotta wear the jacket.
Oh,
you know
what
I mean?
So nice. Someone's out here so concerned about girls being cold. And
that's
that
what I
is
think.
So and that's why you came on today's podcast.
I'm here to talk. Yes. I'm here to support women.
That's yeah. amazing. Especially because we have one running for president. And she actually wears full pantsuits, so I bet she's never cold.
Oh yeah, I'm not voting for that one.
Oh, okay. Well, next one.
It's a crazy reveal. I'm a Republican. She's the only one. She's the only one. She's the only option.
We know. Jill Stein. Okay, next one.
Yeah.
Next one.
Little dogs dressed as Moo Dang.
Yep. That's good. That's good.
That's good.
That's great.
I would love to get my little dog dressed as Moo Dang. Can you imagine?
Oh, aww. My God. Yeah.
She can barely walk.
I know.
As Moo Dang?
She kind of walks like Moo Dang. She kind of got so old, she became young again. She yeah. kind of walks like
she's
a puppy.
So baby. She's yeah. been peeing herself recently. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
Kind of giving yeah. baby.
That is giving real
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why I like her so much.
She is so, yeah, the past week she yeah. has peed herself twice on the aww. Couch, which is amazing.
Oh, on the couch?
Oh, yeah, on surfaces.
Okay. And how old is she?
Oh, well, 11.
Yeah. Okay.
And
yeah.
sometimes when you're 11, you do still pee yourself.
That's true.
And that's true.
That's true. For all you young listeners.
But it's
that's
also
true.
So sad because she's peeing herself in her sleep. So
oh.
she, I'm like, I go,
she wakes up humiliated.
She wakes up and I'm like, what? I'm like, what have you done? And she's like, so like, I don't know. Okay. Next one.
Bleaching your hair for a Draco Malfoy costume and everyone thinking you're on the brink of a mental breakdown.
So you know how boys are always doing blonde when they're kind of going through something?
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
so are they?
Oh, God. Are you thinking about going blonde? What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, man, of course. Yeah.
I'm
out here dressed like a mechanic. Yeah. I'm thinking about going blonde.
No, I mean, I think it's
totally.
Cool,
I thought about getting
also,
another earring.
I would say a boy going blonde is, yeah. is very similar to a girl getting bangs, and some girls look really good with bangs.
Yeah,
sometimes. But a lot of times it's like.
It's a cry for help.
It's a cry for
yeah.
help.
I know. Bangs always like, anytime I see somebody with bangs. Yeah, we'll make that happen.
But
honestly,
basically everyone thinks you're kind happen. Of having a mental B, but you actually yeah. were just really going for Draco Malfoy.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's also really sad because they think that you're trying to cover it up with something.
Right, right.
They
right.
think
they're like,
you know.
Yeah, he's really
yeah,
into
yeah,
Halloween.
Yeah. That's why he's doing yeah. it. You know what? Fuck it. You committed to something. You're bawling. You're weeding out the fake people.
That's true.
I think hard yes on that. You stand for something. You're willing to burn some bridges to achieve your dream.
Yeah.
I think that that's positive.
Okay.
I'm a yes, send that person up to heaven. And... send all of their friends who think they're having a mental breakdown to hell.
Yeah. Your last one.
Yeah.
Making out while wearing plastic fangs.
Do you guys also try to eat with those in?
I never even, I feel like, worn them. Maybe when I was a kid.
Never wore them?
Not for a
oh
reason.
My God.
Not for a reason.
Not for a reason. Please make welcome. Not for a reason.
Not for a reason. Please make welcome. Yeah. I'm sure maybe when I was a kid tried pizza with them, but
yeah.
I don't recall.
I feel like they were like, oh, Blair, do you ever try to eat things with them?
No, I don't think I don't think I was ever going for the fang look.
Yeah, I was never really going for the fang look too much.
Going for the fang look. Didn't they just like end up in y'all's like trick-or-treating?
Yeah, I think they did. I think I put them for like 1 second and I was like.
I'm blown away you guys never put those little things in your mouth. But I was wearing those fuckers forever.
Yeah.
Get them in there.
Year round.
Yeah, year round. Yeah. It was a problem.
Do you have some with you right now?
Don't want to talk about it. And okay. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
You would love to make out with those.
I would love to do that. Yeah. Are you kidding me? As like a bit, I would love it.
I feel like it's good if maybe both have them in.
Yeah, you both need to have them in.
What?
Honestly,
you know who would love it? Is your witch girlfriend.
No, I guess maybe
okay.
you could do it. As
two, we're 2 months into a relationship. We're having that conversation.
Sure, sure.
Right? And I go, you didn't even need the spell. I knew I was in love with you when we kissed with those plastic bangs in. It was so dumb and fun.
I was like, mine.
You grabbed me by my
mine. Mine weren't plastic, Evan. That's just how my teeth look.
Oh. Oh.
Evan.
Yeah.
You've been running around the world this
yes.
past year since you've been on the podcast. You've done something that's hard to tell if you're in the right or the wrong, and Blair and I are going to help you decide if you exhibited good or bad behavior.
Great.
So whenever you're ready, what's been going on?
Okay. I play pickup basketball, and I play at a park near me, And the crowd is normally kind of nuts. It's like a really good mix of like ages and like actory people who are just like going there to like, you know, run, and then people who are like there to like battle demons from high school who are playing so hard. And I love it because I just like that chaos. Like, you'll end up having to guard a kid in Crocs, you know, because it'll be like 5v5, all the adults will be taken. And so you guard like a child who's in sweatpants and Crocs, and like he'll smoke you sometimes. And I like,
whoa.
And you know, there's kind of a thing of like, you know, you don't go too hard against a kid, right? Sure, or you sort of change it. You try to keep it at that friendly competitive level. Mm-hmm. So recently a friend invited me to play basketball, and my friend was like, yo, is here. Yes.
So this is a very bleeping. It's a very famous
bleeping. Song. He's like this like very sensitive guy.
Yeah.
And he's at your basketball court. Yes. And he's at my basketball court, and we're playing pickup.
Did you recognize him? I feel like I actually might not recognize
him. No, I didn't recognize him at all.
Did he know anyone there?
Yeah. He's friends with a friend of mine. And
wait, did he know you?
No.
From your Instagram reels?
No, I don't know if he's on reels.
Maybe he did, like he was like playing it cool.
You know what I mean? I'm like, he seemed like he was like doing well. So and true. Like had social skills. So I was like, oh, I feel like you're not on Reels or TikTok. And so we you know, do this thing where we get split up, and I'm like, sick, he's on my team.
Oh my God.
He's really nice. Yeah. And like I'm really like vocal and kind of jokey when we play. Like any shot anybody puts up, even if it's horrendous. I'm always like, that's the look. Like that's the look. Yeah. You gotta put it up, you know. Or if like somebody cooks me, I'll be like, oh, really cook me. Mm-hmm. And so I get matched up against my friend Christina, who just showed up. She's had a knee surgery, has not warmed up, and I am like solid half a foot, you know, more taller than Christina. Christina's a baller, she's really, really good. Okay. But she's like cold, right?
Sure.
She's cold, I'm taller. And start playing, and like I'm kind of just like hanging out, chatting with Christina, you know, we're like running back and forth. I might make like a move or two, but I'm not doing anything too aggressive. Uh-huh. And is a fucking baller. This guy is, he's like a hooper. He's like calling plays. He's like, whoa. Cut. He's like, go.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. I would never have guessed.
No, I didn't either. In a positive way, not in like a my life depends on this way, sure. But kind of in like a.
I didn't even know basketball had plays.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, I don't know this shit. Cause like, I just learned how to play basketball recently. Like, I learned like, you know, like gotten enough like runs, and I never played in high school. Like, after the pandemic, I was like, I want to thing I can be play cool. In the park.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know, it's not cool. And but he'll be like,
oh wow. Yeah. He's doing that.
He's doing that. And so here's the ball.
Orchestrating.
Bop, 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 bop. Yeah. Okay. And so he points to me and he's like, cut to the basket. And I was like, I don't really want to like go in the post against Christina and her broken knee. I was like, I'm not trying to like box her down. But he's like, go. And so I cut. Get the ball over Christina, put it in. It's like 1 point. And then, you know, we like run it back. It comes back into this side. And then he's like, I'm like, all right, well, I didn't, you know, I got my point. And, it's like, yeah. And then he's like, cut. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do it again. He's like, cut. And so I like cut again on Christina, get the ball, put it up. And like runs it back down, come back again. And I'm like, okay, well, surely he'll kick it out to the kid. And he's like, you got a mismatch from that. And so I'm like, when daps me up and is like, good shit, I'm like, I'm a god. I feel like the coolest person on earth, but I am destroying my friend.
How is your friend taking it?
Okay. It's kind of like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I hate to be like this.
Yeah,
this is going to make me really problematic.
Yeah.
She had just had knee surgery.
Yeah.
Why be there?
You know, it's like, it's funny. It's like,
of course she's going to get dunked on. She can't play.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It's kind of like a park thing. Like, if you're covered, if everything's like gender matched up and you have like a gender mismatch, like, or like a huge height mismatch, like, kind of just like not a cool look to like play bully ball.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know what I mean? It's kind of, especially with a friend where I'm like, oh, this is your first game. You're back. I wasn't like, I'm going to break her knee.
Was she understanding what was happening to you at
I don't know. She's pretty competitive.
Like, was she understanding that he was the one telling you to do all these things?
Oh, shit. That's a good point.
That, like...
Yeah, but it kind of takes two to ten. I mean, you know what I mean?
You like, have to like, say yes.
Clearly, Mr. I was like, yes, Bear. Father. Yes, yeah. Papa Bear.
Yeah.
Was there any, like, romantic, like, sexual tension between you and...
Yeah, no.
Wait. So, I wish. Okay, so we're at the point where he's asking you to do it a third time.
I do it.
And you do it.
I do it every single time it tells me. Okay. I'm just like, I'm 5 points. That's like, you play a game to 12. It's like a lot. That's a lot of points.
So then what happens after?
He's like, great game. I think we lose, actually. I think we lose by 1 point. Thank God.
Wow.
Thank God we lose.
Yeah. And he's like, what the hell?
And then I think he was like, great game. Good run. And then we talk about Thai food and a bunch of other things.
He loves Thai food?
You know, it's just like guy talk.
Sure.
We're just talking about nothing.
Always talking about Thai food.
Always talking about Thai food. Let's talk a little bit about pad thai, a little bit of crying tiger. We were talking about gelato. We were like, what's the better Thai place? And apparently also he swatted the shit out of like he's tall. And like apparently this like 10-year-old kid, like one of the croc kids, like went up for a shot another time and he just like swatted it. Yeah.
Did he come ever again?
I don't know. You know, I think I went to New York to get dumped. And I think that I don't know. I think he must have been back a few times.
If you fill out Liberty,
yeah,
you don't have to tell me the exact role she has. Yeah. But what does Christina do?
Her job?
Yeah.
Comedian.
Famous?
No.
More connections for you?
Networking? Not really. Kind of like a lateral move, I think.
Lateral move. Yeah. Okay. So she's not going to maybe get, no offense to Christina. I'm sure she's going to get a Netflix special soon. But like, if you say... Like if she was unhappy, say she's coming away from this experience unhappy with her friend Evan. Yeah. She's like, what the hell? I'm not gonna put him up in my next writer's room now.
Yeah, yep, yep, yep. I don't think she'd feel bad about this. I wouldn't bet on it. The same way that I wouldn't bet on, you know what I mean? I think in the same way that she's probably not like, oh no, I gotta get in.
The morally questionable behavior today, Evan. Is it ethically okay to kind of dunk on your friend who just had knee surgery?
Yeah.
To impress.
That's the question.
And here's a classic conundrum. People are always coming on this.
Everybody's always talking about this.
Like, who has more connections for you in the industry? You know what I'm saying? So, like, to me, it's like, okay, if she's not maybe going to get you, so ahead.
Burn that bridge.
Like, if you burn bridge, you could have Taylor Swift after you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe not Taylor. Oh, no, they did clap. Were you able to kind of like after the game maybe follow up, say, hey, I'd love to I don't know if you've seen my Hinge, but maybe you could follow me on Instagram.
Oh, I hate that. that's a nightmare. No, I think I was playing it cool. I think I was just like, oh, I got a new basketball buddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe I think I was probably trying to lay the groundwork. I was like, oh, it'll happen naturally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need to prime the pump.
I really got to maybe take a basketball to kind of get in on this game.
I think you guys do. Yeah.
I would shit my pants.
Oh, Blair, you bring those ass pads too. You're going to go first. People pick you in second. They'll be like,
and no one would even see the leakage because, you know, I got the padding in there. So it'd absorb it. So I'm good to go.
You're Blair, sad.
What are you thinking about this scenario? Do you have any questions?
You know, I don't really have any questions. I do have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong, this happened in LA, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, I lived in LA for about a week.
Seems like you're making this about you.
It was tough. It was tough.
Yeah, weeks along, you can get an idea of a place in a week.
Exactly. Same page. And like trying to make a connection and hold on to a connection is really tough. So you have this friend, Christine, and you guys are friends, and she got injured. You know, and she's a comedian, so she probably doesn't have any insurance. And, you know, she probably had to pay out of pocket. And that was probably real expensive.
Oh, no. She didn't get injured during this.
No,
game.
But I'm saying.
Just in the past.
Oh, in the past. I bet she
has insurance.
No, I think she has insurance.
She has insurance.
Oh, fuck. I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
Okay, we'll bleep that.
Okay, cool. Oops, all bleeps episode. Yeah.
So
okay,
she's
cool.
Doing great.
I think she's doing good. She's doing good.
Okay, you think she's doing good, but did you ask if she's doing good?
Yeah. She's doing good. We've talked about this. She's doing good. She's doing great? No. Who among us on
who
the
among us
east side is doing great?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like to me she hurt herself, and all she wants to do is just go play a game of basketball with her best friend. And then you've got stars in your eyes.
Best friend.
Best friend.
No, you need to talk to her more. You're best friends with her.
Okay, cool.
I guess you didn't know
I
that.
I understand.
So
yeah.
You would I'm know there. That if you were a better friend.
Yes, if I was a better friend, I would have realized. Yeah. Where I filmed.
Meanwhile, she's like, I'm going to play b-ball with my best friend ever.
Yeah.
But you are like, Christine who? I see
Evan or
Can I say Blair? I feel like you maybe kind of lost interest with my story and are now sort of trying to figure
Wait,
out
what did I get wrong?
To get
what did
all
I get
the
wrong?
Context from my story without asking for it. It's not that you got anything specific wrong. It's just.
This is classic him.
Okay.
He's going to be going on a little thing.
Let's hear. I'm going to lean back from the mic.
She was like, my best friend invited me to play basketball. And then you just ignore her because you have stars in your eyes because of the celebrity.
I just dunked on her.
Well, I mean, that's a form of ignoring. You didn't consider her needs. You said you did. But then at the same time, when he did his finger wave, you're like, yeah, I'm going to do whatever sports move that was and make her feel less than.
But I wonder if she would even want me to go easy on her.
Right.
Maybe that's condescending.
But did you think to ask?
Well, does a woman really want to be asked, do you want me to go easy on you?
Yeah, you kind of can't.
She just hurt her knee. So be like,
She hurt her knee a year ago, post-op.
No. No, it's like a warm-up thing, though. It's like once your knee goes, it like kind of always takes
you
to a game.
I thought she was 1 week out of surgery.
No, why is she showing up with a cast on?
But she could have PTSD, because you know how surgery, like when you have a traumatic surgery, that fucks you up.
But she didn't get injured playing basketball.
She didn't get injured.
Oh my God. This is what happens. Sometimes we're so far away that Blair actually didn't hear all the details from the story.
I feel like you did. Was I not close enough to the mic? Or was it just like you were like,
I heard all the details. I heard the subtext. I heard the subtext of what you were saying.
All right.
So it just sounds like you were being a terrible friend to your best friend, Christine.
Just so you could
get into the music industry and meet Taylor Swift.
And I think you got all the context, and I think that's everything. I think you've got the specifics, you've got the context.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's interesting, Blair. I think I'm coming away from it slightly different, I'll be honest.
Okay.
If there's one thing Evan and I have always said to each other,
we
get coffee and we always say this together.
We go.
Do anything to get ahead in Hollywood. We're always saying that.
Yeah.
Do anything to get ahead in Hollywood. Yeah.
That's what we've both gotten so far.
That is the truth.
It's the truth.
So, to me, what I'm actually having a problem with is you didn't network harder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's fair. You should have. I mean, you lost by a point.
Lost by a point, yeah.
Haven't seen again, have you?
That's a good point.
You had won, gone even harder.
Yeah.
He'd probably be like, hey, I actually have another pickup team I'd love you to join.
Fuck.
I saw how hard you went out there. I'm glad you put team above friendship.
Shit. Yeah, it's a really
all
good point.
All of a sudden, you're in his rotation.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're touring stadiums. You're actually opening for him. Can you imagine this? She has a stand-up comedian open for him so that everyone can like laugh a little bit before they start sobbing. That actually could be good.
It could be
good.
You
should pitch him.
He gives me 10 minutes. I only do 8.
He's like, I like it. It's tighter.
Really tight.
So I guess my thing is like maybe after the game, you could have been like, hey, that was really fun. I feel like we really connected. I'd love...
Fuck, you think I left something on the table?
I left something on the court.
Yeah. Shit.
So, Evan,
yeah.
Unfortunately, you have been deemed bad behavior. But we have an amazing thing to give you, and that's a punishment.
Oh, no.
Because we're going to let you absolve your guilt.
Okay. Wow. Bad behavior? See, it's impossible to do anything right as a white, straight man in Hollywood. Love that I lead with white. It's in trouble. It's always Evan. Stop telling women they have to watch Entourage to understand you. And never, Evan, thank you for just being you. So while I don't agree with all your decisions at all, I have to say I'm not surprised. At least I'm as hot as Vincent Chase, which if you watched Entourage, Sterling, you'd agree.
Oh, that's good.
It ends on a little compliment for me.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Whoa. I think you're such an Entourage guy.
Yeah, I gotta do it. kind of a good time. It's a good spiral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel?
Light.
Good as a feather.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, perfect. That's what we always want. Now, before we wrap up, can you tell listeners where they can follow, find you? What have you got going on, especially this Halloween season?
I love that. you guys can You just follow me on Instagram. It's at Evan Walter, and then there's two underscores. And what do I got going on? We just did a little short that me and my friend Prince, my friend Demi, just submitted to a bunch of places. So we'll be posting that out soon. And I run this essay show where we get a bunch of really funny comedians and TV writers to come read a bunch of these like 10-minute pieces that are like long form, non-fictional, really, really funny. You should come to that. And then, I don't know, watch some little videos. Sometimes I put out little videos.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?